This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
That's one of my favorite lines there. Seriously, I work at being stupid. That's right. I went to school for it. My name is Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got all kinds of... Now, I pre-recorded sessions of today's conversation. And so, but we have people live from the floor, had them live from the floor. They're not dead. It was done earlier. So we have... I'm not telling you. You're going to have to hang on and find out. Okay, in the first hour, I got Tom Borelli on the line, or we'll have him on the line with me. And Tom has been on the show plenty of times before. I always enjoy the conversation with him. Got his finger, him and his wife Doreen Borelli. I would imagine she has the same last name, right? I'm just joking. No, they are part of the Liberty Alliance family as well as I am, and I think you'll enjoy what they have to say tonight. Also, later on in the evening, Evan Sayet will join us, and you know what happens with Evan. You've got to sit down, take notes, write fast. Actually, what you should do is record it, because there ain't no way you're going to keep up with the two of us. And, yeah, Dick Morris also joins us in the second hour, so hang out. He's written a new book called Armageddon, How Trump is going to wipe the floor with Hillary. But, hey, I know, everyone's got their own idea of what's going to happen there, seriously. So, you know, we've got, I'm so sad, I am sad and irritated that I don't know, are we not patriotic? Are we so PC that we can't be patriotic anymore? Are we so PC that we're afraid to be American? You know, and what gave you a right to be where you are today is because you are an American. Not because you're an Israeli or an Iraqi or an Iranian, a Greek, a Spaniard, an Italian. There were no freedoms in the world known like there are, you know, here with us now. And I think you guys, you know, I'm so mad at you never Trumpers. I don't even want to talk about it. That's how mad I am. I'm so mad that I don't even want to talk to you. You're so stubborn. You're like the kids, you know, in the sandbox. You can't get your way. It's your ball. Your shovel, your bucket. I'm leaving. Same thing on the base. You know, when the kids played baseball when they were really small, Johnny would show up. It was his bat, his ball, and he even had extra gloves. And so if we didn't play the way he wanted to play, then he went home with all that because he didn't get his way. And you see that happen right now with our little buddy Kasich. Little Casey. Well, I wonder what they called him. Well, I'm not so sure I can say it on the air. You know what I'm alluding to? I mean, seriously, I don't know. What do you call this guy? He's like a little spoiled brat. Right? Yeah, John Kasich. That's what I'm talking. Are you slow? And even Huckabee ripped him a new one today. You know, he's going to blow it. No president, they said, and I don't believe in all these things, but they say no president, Republican president, has ever won without winning Ohio. John is snubbing Trump. I don't know what he wants from him. So apparently he thinks Hillary would be the best person for the job. And he doesn't have to get up there and start screaming how great Trump is. He doesn't have to say, but he can get up there and start screaming about how bad Hillary is and who would do better. I mean, you guys really, what did you expect, or what do you expect? If Trump has taken the nomination, now we move forward with him as the nominee, are you not going to do anything to support him? There's no third party. Stop smoking that stuff. Okay, let the smoke out, and stop smoking that stuff. You cannot win. You do not have a third party. You are not going to have a third party. And if you're Republican and you're screaming about conservative values, and you're screaming about, you know, wanting your party back, and you want conservative this and conservative that, what are you going to vote for, Gary Johnson? Then you do need to wear the H. It ain't for Hillary, though. It's for hypocrite. Look, I know I'm not party at any cost either, but when I line them up, yeah. The only one I think will fight for the majority of what I believe in is Trump. And instead of being on this emotional trip of yours, instead of because you didn't get your way, sit down. Right, you know, that was funny today. Somebody who's a staunch Reagan person was telling me how, well, this guy's been married 3 times before, and he's this and he's that. And I said, okay. And? You're without sin? The person was a Christian, too. I said, so you're without sin, so you could do all this, right? You could stick your finger in his face. And your beloved Reagan, wasn't he divorced? Wasn't he having an affair? Think of the things that he did. He signed he was fine with abortion for years. You never held that against him. So it's a double standard, and you're being hypocritical. You really are. You either apply the same standards across the board or you don't. I just don't. Even the Dems I know are so disgusted at her. I'm hoping they do the same thing we do. I'm hoping there's a bunch of Democrats who say, look, I can't vote for a Republican. I don't care what you do, but I sure as heck can't vote for her. I cannot put her in office. I cannot be the cause or the reason why she's in office. And that way, there, those people stay home, their votes will nullify our guy's vote. And I'm good with that. I like it. Works for me. But you guys have got to stop whining like a bunch of little kids that have been, you didn't get your way. That's really what this whole thing boils down to. You didn't get your way, and you're upset. And if you're going to whine at the party, this is not my Republican Party, you left me, then go. Or shut up and try to change it from within. You got two choices. You can be part of the solution, or you can just whine like the spoiled little brats that you always complain about. What are you going to do? That's what I want to know. Tom Borelli joins me after the break. Don't go far. You might find that he might be on your side. I don't know, and I'm not telling you. I'm Joe Mesidney, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous jumping man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back.
He was a top man.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you've spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, like I say, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, you know, I mean, don't stop praying for our law enforcement officers. You know, I had the privilege of having two members of my family that were in law enforcement for years. I mean years. And both of them, thank God, retired without being hurt or anything like that. Did their service, as they would tell you, and very much enjoyed the job that they did. So keep our law enforcement. You know what? As much as some of you can't stand them, who do you call on? You know, like the old joke, there's no atheist in a foxhole? Well, I'll tell you what, no matter how much you hate a cop, when somebody's chasing you down a freeway with a gun, who are you looking for? You know what I mean? If you're a Facebook person, we're live on Facebook every night now. I don't know why, because I'm not a Facebook fan, but they tell me that's what you got to do nowadays. You got to be all over the place, and we are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor at the Conservative Review. And, Tom, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I always have fun with you. You know, we got, you know, it's funny. I actually make fun of this, Tom, but you know what I mean when I say to you. It's kind of two Italian guys that kind of grew up the same way. When they meet, there seems to be a connection there. I can't figure it out. I'm not into the hooky spiritual stuff, but you know, we kind of understand the same kind of ground rules. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, common experience, common upbringing, you know, and it kind of a unique upbringing and experience, and it's something that, you know, we could relate to, and if you didn't have that sort of upbringing, it's hard to relate to it. It's just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Life is all about experiences.
Oh, yeah. My aunt was just turned 80, and the woman is as sharp as a tack. And I said to her, I'm asking her questions about what's going on in this country. Does she remember coming here? I got to tell you, she remembers her experience coming here on the boat, for real. Her dad had strapped a gun under her armpit so that if anybody bothered her on the boat, she was to shoot, you know, first and not worry about it. Don't let anybody bother her on that boat. She talked about being down in the bowels of the boat where there were a boatload of people down there. But going through the whole thing, they couldn't wait to get here. How excited they were to see the Statue of Liberty. I mean, afraid and excited. And how the whole family worked at having a better life and an appreciation for this country. And I guess we're going to jump right into it, but when it comes to immigration today, it doesn't look anything like it did for our relatives, do you think?
No, not at all. I mean, all my grandparents actually came from Italy. They all came over on the boat. I know one of my grandfathers, I think, came over when he was 16, didn't know the language, but he was always a very proud American. He spoke mostly Italian. I didn't have real relationship with him because I didn't speak Italian when I was a little guy. And, you know, but he, as I remember, my parents always pointed out to me that when it's time to vote, he put on a jacket and tie to go to vote.
Wow.
And he was a laborer, by the way. He dug the subways. This was not, you know,
yeah.
This is not someone with education. And, you know, it's also the American exceptionalism. So I'm his grandson, and, you know, that was amazing experiences I've had. I just worked as hard as I could for as long as I could, still am. And, you know, I ended up getting, you know, a PhD and ended up working in Congress, working for a big corporation.
That's impossible, Tom. You can't lie on my show. I mean, come on. You come from an immigrant background.
Correct.
You probably grew up in a poor part of the city. That doesn't happen in America.
Right. And, you know, my mother worked in the high school cafeteria, the grammar school cafeteria, middle school cafeteria, all I guess. And my father was a postal worker, World War II vet. So, and I lived in a rent-controlled apartment.
You know, the other thing.
No elevator.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I tell people the story all the time where we lived on the first floor. My aunt lived on the seventh floor of a shoe factory that had been converted into tenements. And they had a rope that went down the middle of the stairways. And they would tie a bag to that and lift it up, and then they'd send it down, and, you know, you tie it up. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was their way of getting the bags upstairs.
Like dumbwaiter. The garbage used to go down that way, too.
Oh, God. You know, and they were simpler ties, but people didn't mind working for what they were doing. You know, you talked about, I went to parochial school. I went to St. Anthony School in the north end of Boston, and the kids literally would come off the boat that weekend, and they'd be enrolled in school on Monday, didn't know a word of English. And the nuns would pair us up with the different kids that came in, and our job was to teach them English. And within 3 months, these kids were speaking, I mean, obviously not perfect English, but they were speaking English, they were taking that English home, they were teaching their parents that English. Different mindset. And Tom, I'm sure you grew up the same way I did. Nobody allowed you to forget your Italian heritage, did they?
No. No, absolutely not. You know, the family and the typical what people would see on TV, I guess now.
Yeah, and you don't have to. People get so politically crazy when you say, look, they need to assimilate. Well, they have their heritage. Yeah, my grandparents assimilated. I have my heritage. I know about, you know, my Italian ancestry. I know some of the culture and some of the traditions they have. I still carry them on today. But that doesn't mean, my grandfather was a proud American. My grandmother was a proud American. All the kids came over here right after the war. So my mother, my aunt, my uncle. You know, the bottom line with it is that you can love this country and appreciate your heritage.
Oh, absolutely, because the people who came over had contrast. They knew why they were coming, and that liberty meant something and freedom meant something.
Oh,
even
yeah.
When you didn't have anything, but they knew there was the opportunity, and that's the real key. It's the opportunity. Nobody guarantees you success, but at least here, so far, at least you have the opportunity that if you work really hard, there's really no limits to where you could go. And, I guess that's probably most frustrating about President Obama, and especially with what's going on now with the race relations,
mm-hmm.
is that he's been such an example of, look, I'm a biracial child, and I don't have a father, and I worked hard, and I became president of the United States. What a message that could have been to millions of single black mothers, the millions of black children without fathers, that, gee, if I worked hard, he did it, I could do it. It would be such an empowering message. But he couldn't do it because that's not the way he's politically configured, let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah, I don't get that at all. I mean, our parents, I don't know what yours, but my grandparents, my parents, to say, look, you can do better than us. Okay, I mean, look, we made it here. We've got a nice place to live. Nobody's going hungry. But you can do better. You can get out of this place and you can do better. That was always a positive thing. And I watched my mother work hard. And so, but this president, I mean, the first African American president in the history of this country, and what kind of legacy is he going to leave behind? It's just amazing. We're going to go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I want to stay on this line of immigration. I want to stay on this line about the 99 percenters and how America still, you can still make it. It's tough, but you can still make it in this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor at Conservative Review. Heat up your coffee. Come back. I don't want you to miss anything.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I don't know.
No comment.
Black Magic Woman goes out to Hillary Clinton. I'm Double Senior Host. That should be your theme song. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I want to get right back to my guest. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor at the Conservative Review. Also, a Liberty Alliance family member. As you know, I'm part of Liberty Alliance. Head up on the website. You'll see it up there. You'll see the stories I've got going. And we get new writers coming and going pretty much all the time. They get jobs. They actually get paid. What is that all about? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Tom, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Oh, happy to be here.
Yeah. You know, you're going down the road about President Obama having the opportunity, and truly having the opportunity to bring up the African American community, which really, let's be honest, it's no different than our grandparents, our parents, people who came from the quote unquote old country, telling us that we could make it better. It didn't matter who we were and where we came from, that we could do, and we believed them, and we worked hard like they did, and. I'm still not in the north end of Boston. I know you're not. I mean, we've actually moved up for all intents and purposes in our lives. That message is gone today.
Yeah, it is gone, and that's a real tragedy. I know. I'm sure that's part of why you do what you do and why I do what I do is to try to keep, you know, that hope, that dream alive in the United States where no matter where you are, wherever you come from, you can achieve if you work hard. You know, unfortunately, I think too many of the progressives these days, they structure the system as they have theirs. They want to make sure other people can't get theirs, and they're just trying to pull up that ladder so people can't climb, can't achieve by setting up limits, you know, within the system, whether it be regulations, whether it be schools, whatever it is. They want to keep the barriers high so that others can enjoy, you know, really life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, I agree with you. The other thing I'm fearful of, somebody brought up on my show last week that we don't have as many hardcore battle ready, if you would, military men and women going into the legislatures of the country and especially at the federal level. So we don't have people who really understand the dangers worldwide. When you and I grew up, there were people in the home that fought in World War II or fought in the Korean War, or, you know. Heard bullets going past their head and have a real understanding of oppression, you know, communism, and that's why they were here. When you don't experience it, when you don't know it, it's a problem, and that's the biggest part of the one of the bigger problems that I see in this country. You think I'm off?
No, not at all. I mean, look, like I talked before, you know, experience is everything. When you know, my father was a World War II veteran, when I literally remember going to Memorial Day parades, and it meant something very different for him.
Yep.
Than even today, when you go without, you know, veterans, without people being in service. You know, and talking about, you know, I grew up in an apartment building, and I got to tell you, I think, you know, every male at that time, they were in the war at some point. So there was no one, you know, someone's in the Navy, someone was in the Army, Air Force, but, you know, almost every one of the parents that I can remember, they all had, you know, served in the war, and they certainly had respect for the country, respect for, you know, the service members that they served with, and, you know, obviously tragedy. You know, so many of them, you know, came back. You know, they don't use the word, they never used the word PTSD, but
no. Well, think about something. We put these soft terms. I don't know any other way to put this. We put these nice clinical terms on things. I do have an uncle, or I did have an uncle, he passed away, that came home shell-shocked. And even as kids, when somebody said, Uncle Tony's, you know, he's shell-shocked, so don't be slamming the doors in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? And you understood that. I didn't have to have a PhD to know what that meant. Now they come home, they have PTSD. You know, Uncle Frank has PTSD. Get him some more mashed potatoes. You know, it doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, they have a clinical term for everything. But no, I remember my father used to work as a part-time, also as a bartender. And, you know, there used to be a guy that was, you know, drinking all the time. The guy was wrong. Well, he's on disability, shell shock from the war. All right. So, I mean, this is what you all experienced with. And, again, it wasn't, you know, one, two generations, you know, a decade, really, behind the war that, you know, we had experienced all these things. And again, but it was just the respect that generation had, you know, for the country and for things like the flag and for military in general, not like today where everything is just, you know, everything seems so superficial.
You know, Tom, and please, and if you're listening out there, I'm not trying to make this that we're better than them. This is not what I mean by this at all. But, you know, Italians did a lot of celebrating. We had a lot of summer festivals or feasts, as they would be called. I never saw a big Italian flag being waved ahead of the American flag. Never. I never saw anybody fly an American flag above. And if you go back and you look at old pictures of New York and Boston and other places, during those Italian festivals, there were always two flags in the hands. Always. It was always the American flag and the Italian flag. And a lot of times, if they only had one, it was always the American flag. I just think that from a symbolic standpoint, it shows you where their mindset was and how much they appreciated and loved this country, which gives you a whole different mindset of work ethic, right?
Well, exactly, because things weren't given to them, and they came over here for a reason, for a purpose, to get away from something that wasn't working for them. So that was the land of opportunity, and yeah, you know, we certainly, you know, down Manhattan, you know, San Gennaro feast still goes on.
That's right.
And,
oh yeah,
still go down there. I mean, if the listeners don't know, watch The Godfather. You'll see one or two, you know, scenes, so to speak. But
sure.
That's what it was. It was about Italian heritage, but it was really the, you know, it was really they were here for a reason, not to bring Italy here, but to enjoy, you know, your heritage, but to be an American. That was the whole purpose of the exercise.
Right. Yeah. And my grandfather would say things, you know, along those lines. We here now. The old country, if it was so good, why did we leave? You can't argue that point, right? Why don't we go? But let's get back to now. You and your wife, Deneen, are very much involved in politics in this country, and I've got a concern here. And I'm watching the convention go on. I'm watching what's going on and leading up to it, and I'm starting to see that we've got a progressive Republican wing starting, and bad enough that we couldn't get what we wanted before, but now we've got, and I don't hate to say it, it's just the truth. I think Paul Ryan is leading that progressive wing of the party, and it scares me because then we just become, you know, Democrat heavy, if you would.
Yeah, we really, the party of Democrat light. I mean, what's really the difference? Listen, they've given Obama everything he wanted, everything, and stopped nothing. And it is just, and so, you know, going back to the kind of this growing up street analogy, Obama was the bully, and he can walk into the playground anytime he wants and take the money from Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan. And these guys are just happy to be there. It's a comfortable life. Like everything else in life, if you want to make a change, you've got to take a risk. And too many Republicans are just happy to be there, play the game, sit there, you know, have a little power trip, and that's it. While the Democrats, man, they're in it to win.
Oh, yeah.
Every opportunity, they make opportunities that aren't even there to drive their message. But they're playing the street smart, street fighting game, and Republicans are just, you know, happy to be there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And the Democrats play a long game. We don't play a long game. They if they sit down and put a plan together, it's going to take them 6, 7, 8 years to implement. They'll wait. They'll work it through and wait. We don't. We want to go through with a bulldozer and then wonder why we can't find the pieces we need to fix it.
No, they're fundamentally playing two different games.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, they're playing to win. Republicans are playing to play. They're just happy to be on the field.
That's a good point, too. And it's true. All year long, I've been listening to our leaders. Now, I know it's old news, but I wrote a piece 2 years ago when we took the Senate and the House, and I said, look, we won. Now what? If we don't change leadership, we're done. We might as well just hand it back to them in 2016. We can't keep going down this road. So we recently changed the House out, but the Senate's still the same. And we're not very happy with Paul Ryan. And who are the two guys that are leading up or are going to be coming out and leading up the convention? Paul and Mitch. The two guys that we're not very happy with. And when they announced it, I thought it was hilarious because you got very little. You even heard some loud boos. But you got very little big applause that those were the two that were going to be heading things up for us. Man, the party's in a world of hurt from within.
Oh, absolutely. It is a fractured party because, you know, you have some, you know, hardcore constitutional-type conservatives who were elected with the voice and the spirit and the effort of the Tea Party. And then you have the establishment types who are just, again, happy to be there. And there's that tension. And we came very close to, you know, having a number of really good group of senators. But, you know, look what happened in Mississippi.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, you're listening to The Real Side on GCNI.
Daniel, I just remembered.
we'll get him on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't.
Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And that woman knows about fog. I got to tell you, constantly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website for stations, times. You can watch live, listen live while the show's happening. And I do. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to or watching for that matter. And you've chosen this one, which helps me. You know what? Tells me you've got some high IQ, really, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I want to get right back to my guest. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor at Conservative Review, also a family member at Liberty Alliance. And you can head over there and check them out. Check them both out, conservativereview.com and libertyalliance.com. I mean, there's a lot, like I said, a lot that I go. I don't know how we keep up with it all. I don't know how you guys keep up with it all. Tom, how do you keep up with it all?
We really don't.
I know, right? You just kind of beat your brains up to make something happen. Hey, I want to get back to the shenanigans of the old party and how, you know, we've been hearing for years how our voices are not being heard. The Democrats are squelching our voices. You know, we don't have a voice in Washington because we don't have. They just constantly scream this. Now what happens? Trump gets nominated, okay, or wins the delegates that he needs. And all of a sudden, They want to change the rules at the convention so the delegates can vote their freedom of conscience. How about you vote the will of the people? We sent you there to carry our message. Our message is not allowing you to do what you want to do. That's not the message. Otherwise, I don't need you.
You know, I'm just one of those old school guys. Sorry, but you have a set of rules. You go by the rules that that people went in with. You don't, start moving the goalposts. You don't start saying two strikes, you're out. There was a process. If you like Trump, you don't like Trump. He won fair and square. He blew people away. In the primary. I mean, it was just as simple as that. So, whatever, it's what the people had voted for, not in one state, not in two states, but many states.
Yeah, he actually won, I don't know the term to use, but basically, he's won the largest number of votes in a primary by any other Republican.
Right.
How do you deny that? Or how do you deny him at that point?
You know, like they say, you just work harder the next time. That's all you can do. You didn't win this round, whatever, this effort. But, look, the establishment, I mean, Washington, D.C. is so crooked. While I don't believe Trump is a real, constitutional conservative, I don't think he's a businessman. He's going to view the United States like it's USS Inc., and he's going to make decisions based on what he thinks is good for the bottom line of the United States.
Right.
And I think given what we have today,
oh,
every decision is destroying our country. I can't be. It could only be better.
Oh, this, you're right. I don't disagree with you at all. And I think people need to understand something. First of all, Trump, unlike Mr. Obama there, I don't believe he's going to be making decisions all by himself. I know that people say, he's pretty stubborn, he doesn't take much input, but that can't be true because you don't build skyscrapers, you don't build Trump Towers, you don't rebuild the government post office figuring it all out on your own. He surrounds himself with people that are experts in certain fields in certain areas, and I believe that he does take input. I believe he does move on what the experts have to say, and I think he's going to do the same exact thing, or I believe that he'll do the same exact thing when he becomes president. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I think at the end of the day, he's a CEO, and the CEO doesn't do everything. There's finance people, there's planning people, there's marketing people, there's a whole HR people, there's a whole group of people that he gets advised on. And I think at the end of the day, the man has very good judgment,
yep,
which is crucial. Because you never know what deck of cards you're going to dealt with when you're in that office. But really what you want is someone who has, some experience, but some basic common sense and good judgment, as compared to somebody like Hillary Clinton, who's almost every decision.
Tom, I'm fighting with people on our side over the fact they're going, well, you don't know what you're going to get from Trump. And I go, yeah, you do. And not only do you, Trump may make some mistakes. He's not a legislative type of person. He doesn't quite get it. But you know exactly what Hillary's going to do. You know exactly the rights you're going to lose under Hillary. You know you're going to get lied to.
Exactly. And, sometimes, people get, emotional, Republican, Democrat, Trump, anti-Trump, never Trump, blah, blah, blah. Look, just go to energy policy. That's one of my touchstones, something I write about a lot and talk a lot about. And it's simple. Hillary Clinton said she's going to continue Obama's anti-coal policies and throw more coal miners out of work and bankrupt more companies. And then when it came to fracking, the technology, hydraulic fracturing, has given us, made the United States the largest energy producer in the world of oil and natural gas. She said she's going to regulate it to such a degree very little will go on. So what that means is higher energy prices.
Yep.
Trump is all energy. Let's get rid of these regulations. Let's do the Keystone XL pipeline. Let's open up the lands. Let's become the energy supplier of the world. So the question for the American people is, do you want high energy prices? Do you want higher gasoline prices? Do you want higher utility prices? Or do you want lower energy prices and a better standard of living?
Well, Tom, isn't it true, and you're the energy guy, but isn't it true that we have enough resources here in this country to be self-sufficient when it comes to natural gas, oils, that kind of stuff?
You we will be largely energy secure. We in fact, they just came out with a study a couple of weeks ago. We have the most oil and natural gas reserves in the world. We have more than Russia. We have more than Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
We're also the Saudi Arabia of coal. So we have the most energy of any country in the world. And yet our regulatory policy is to not do that, but try to do renewable energy. Let renewable energy compete on its own terms. Stop subsidizing it and stop making it an area of crony capitalism. In fact, I'm just writing a piece, and unbelievable, General Electric got a $3 million grant last December to do research on the electricity grid. Now, you explain to me why a multi-billion, multinational corporation that makes billions of dollars a year needs our taxpayers' dollars to do research.
But you have to, and we do it too. The Republicans do the same thing. And I think that when Trump gets in there, I think that kind of stuff will stop, don't you? Or am I just living in fantasy land?
Well, I sure hope so. Certainly we know that the Republicans in the House and Senate sure haven't stopped that, because they write, basically, they write the check for this, because it's the House of Representatives.
Go ahead.
So why wasn't that program that gives millions of dollars to profitable companies, why wasn't that redlined out?
Yeah, I agree with you. Trump
can't get
up
fee and get every American to support that?
Of course you could. Americans get teed off of that stuff all the time.
Who the hell's going to support that?
Yeah, I get a kick out of the fact that, you know, this is going to help us, and they spew this garbage, and you go, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Trump keeps saying something over and over again that I've often always wondered on my own, is that when we go in and save these places like Afghanistan and Iraq and places like that, he goes, why don't we take the oil until we're paid back what it costs us to fight the war? And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, why don't we do that?
Or, you know, what I don't understand, look, I have a background in science, I'm not a historian, but why can't any of these policy people understand what happens when you do regime change, right? I mean, come on, it's common sense. What does a dog do when you catch the car? I mean, that's the question
right.
that any of these leaders should be thinking. A war, if you read anything, anything in history, is you get in, you be brutal, and you get the hell out.
Yep. You get the mission accomplished and move on. You're right. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I don't know. It's
part of war. Sun Tzu. I was trying to think of it. I mean, that's Chinese writings on war. Thousands of years ago. That's the right. So I didn't go to West Point. They don't know this.
No. And you think it's really funny how they look past common sense, but let's be honest about it. It's not that they're looking past common sense. They're looking at how much money goes past their pockets when some of these things are put into place. I know in Boston, when I grew up as a kid, they eventually did the big dig. Okay, I was gone when they started the big dig. And my dad called me and said, yeah, it's a $40 million project. By the time they get done, if they do it for less than $5 billion, I'll be surprised. Because he says, when you start throwing that kind of money around, everybody's going to have their hand out, and it's going to skyrocket. And he was exactly right, because that's how politics plays out in New England. Just tough. Anyway, we only got about a minute and a half left. I want to get to your thoughts on the killings of these policemen, these brutal killings, ambushes, if you would. And has the president said enough on this issue?
Well, from my perspective, I mean, he's accountable, I think, for all of this, because he's the one who interjected his views about local police matters from the day he walked in the office, going back to Professor Gates in Cambridge, to Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, to Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. These were local police matters. He made it a national issue and stoked the fires. That's the way I look at it. And now he's created a really big problem.
Yeah, I think that's why he did the 7 minutes the other morning and walked off, because he knew that, I think at that point, he knew anything he said would spark a firestorm all over the place. Tom, quickly tell people where they can get a hold of you.
You can find my work at conservativereview.com or as part of the Liberty Alliance family.
All right, great. Thanks for being with me. Hey, don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. I mean, seriously, Black Lives Matter. But maybe not to BLM. I don't know. We'll talk about that more on the other side.